weren't waiting for me. Hallelujah. Well, as I keep saying, I will continue to say it, Dabba Shalom. See, I'm decreeing over all of you tranquility, wholeness, completeness, health, wealth, prosperity, favor, to be safe, and the ability to finish. That is God's word I'm decreeing. And what word was it? Shalom. How many words is that? One word. It took one word for me to declare what God has said. Tranquility, wholeness, completeness, health, wealth, prosperity, favor, to be safe, and the ability to finish. One word. Tim, shalom. What's the other word?
Haya.
Haya. Haya. You got to know how much the word, one word in Hebrew, what it means for us. There's so much there. But the ability to finish. So say this, say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. See, because all things are possible to him who believes. So it means we must believe. What's it say above our doors out there? Simply believe. Believe in him to do what he promised in his word. We can trust God to do what he promised. Hebrews 10:23 tells us, for he who promised is faithful. For he who promised is faithful. Faithful is the Greek word pistos. Pistos. P-I-S-T-O-S. Strong's 4103. It means faithful, dependable, trustworthy. A person who shows oneself faithful in transactions of business, the execution of commands, or the discharge of official duties. One who kept his plighted faith, worthy of trust, one that can be relied on. One that can be relied on. So he is faithful. 2 Timothy 2:13 says this: if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Cannot. Even when we are found faithless to him, he remains faithful to us. For Jesus to forsake any of you would be contrary to his faithful nature. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Because his word said, for he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Ready, Dean, real loud. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, relax my hold on you, assuredly not. Wow. This statement is one of the most emphatic statements in the New Testament. Pistos, faithful. He is one who can be relied upon. He is one that can be relied upon. Proverbs 3, 5, 6, and 7. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him. And he will make your paths straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience, and turn entirely away from evil. These verses are commands for us. They are not suggestions. That's where a lot of people miss it. This is a command from him. We all want our pathway straight and smooth, without any obstacles, which may be physical, economic, social, cultural, technological, and political, blocking our way. It is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in people. Psalm 118, verse 8. Because peoples will be peoples, and politicians will be politicians. Peoples is politicians. Politician, a person who is professionally involved in politics, especially as a holder of or a candidate for an elected office. We have many career politicians in. And it isn't for the paid salary, just to let you know. That is why we now can see they have become a person who acts in a manipulative. Thank you, man. I don't want and devious way, typically to gain advancement within their elected position, passing ungodly bills and laws, voting against upright, virtuous, and ethical and moral ones, and to amass a personal wealth illegally. On their salaries that they make, they live in multi-million dollar homes, not just one home. How'd they get there? Insider trading, maybe? Bribes? Come on. They're being bought out. And not from within this country. From other nations. They're buying out politicians. There is so much corruption and evil within our government that continually is being exposed by God. God's the one who's bringing the exposure. And he couldn't bring it all at once because the people wouldn't be ready for it. There would have been total chaos. There would have been civil war in this country. We can see what this leadership has already done to this country. Just take it. What happened in Philadelphia? What happens continually all around us? You know, I looked up something, and yeah, I brought, and it was I got this off from Truman, and actually he says there's three branches of government. Our federal government has three parts. They are the executive, and that's the president, and about 5 million workers. Legislative, which is the Senate and the House of Representatives, and the judicial, Supreme Court and the lower court. And then it goes on to explain who's in charge of what. And the president is to make sure that the laws that Congress passes are upheld. And to make how he does that is, you know, he is the one who has that 5 million working under him. But see, he breaks it down. Okay? One of them is he dependent is the Attorney General. And then what he has under him, see? And these ones are go to the cabinet. But under them, but in reality, our president, who is in office, I don't know how he got there, but by corruption and fraud, but he is the man who's in control of the FDA, the CDC, the FBI, the CIA, okay, and the Department of Justice, the DOJ, and on the IRS. So now you can see that when they meet and he patters down what he wants, then they take it down and patter it out to where they get their directive from. So it goes back to the president. When he says the buck stops here, oh yeah, it's already stopped. And we, the ones that are sitting in his room, I know can see that. Because we can see what he's amassed. You know, he even told the story of his home out there in Tahoe. Okay? Out there on the lake. A multi-million dollar home. And that's what he related to the people over in Hawaii, at Maui. You know, he says, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, my house too. His microwave shorted out, caught on fire, and they put it out. But he made it sound like, yeah, I understand loss. I understand we were evacuated from my home. His microwave. Come on. The man is a liar. Yeah. And you're all sitting there saying, well, he's running. Okay. I am just so fed up because I want to make sure, and there's, you know, there's more people that need to be sitting here to know that and to know the truth. But see, there's so many people right now that they have chosen to hide their heads in the sand. You know, they're foolishly ignoring that there is a problem while hoping that it will just magically all go away. It's not going to go away and vanish. But be encouraged because Jehovah is in control. The one with all power and with all authority. See, it will get better. Say better. Yeah, it will get better. God is in control. But see, we must do our part. We must pray and actively get involved, especially with the upcoming 2024 elections. We, the body of Christ, must have our eyes and ears open to the truth. We have the Holy Spirit in us, and if we ask Him, He will reveal it to us. Remember, we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness. Those are forces now in the heavenly places. We must learn how to partner with God by the words we speak in order to co-labor with Him and help generate His divine purpose in the earth. Isaiah 51, verse 16. Here the Lord challenged the prophet Isaiah with this very mission. And I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand. That I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. God put his words in Isaiah's mouth to plant the heavens, to effect change in the heavens, so that the foundations could be laid in the earth, establishing Zion, his people, for the new day. The word plant in Isaiah 51:16 is the Hebrew word nata. Nata. It's N-A-T-A, pronounced nata. And that is Psalms 51:93, by the way. Which means to strike in order to fix and establish, to fasten. God was giving Isaiah the picture of an open heaven, saying that he was anointing the words of the prophet to strike a blow in the heavenlies, which would form righteous foundations on the earth and establish God's rulership there. How do we plant? We plant with seeds. And words are seeds, right? Words are seeds, right? Right, okay. Word seeds generate, or germinate, I'm sorry, and they grow. Word seeds planted properly produce themselves. Word seeds are the concealed beginnings of something that can grow to fullness when we believe and act upon them. They are latent potential waiting to be planted in the soil of, get this, an individual, a church, a business, or a nation that can grow and fulfill the word seeds. God planted the heavens and the earth with word seeds. Words that became what he seeded, decreed, and described with his words. From the beginning, God was sharing with us who were made in his image and likeness how we could partner with him and be creators by decreeing word seeds. We do not create out of nothing like God did. But we take what God has done and steward it in such a way that we can decree a creative force into the heavens and earth. We have the Holy Spirit within us, the very dunamis power of God. We can plant words filled with life, words that when believed, decreed, declared, and proclaimed, and especially acted upon, become the very things they describe. What am I saying? Plant words of life. Plant them in the heavens. Plant them in the earth. So let's plant them in our life, our children, our family, our friends, and our nation. Let's plant purpose, determined, resolute, full of meaning, and significant seeds. Watch what you say. It makes a difference. You shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you. And the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. Job 22:28. This means we pronounce something to be, and God will make it so. We can expect positive change when we decree and declare based on Scripture, because we ground it in the unchanged Word of God. Our declarations have the power because of the inherent authority of God's Word. When we affirm Scripture, God ensures us He performs His Word. Isaiah 55:11. So will my word be, which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, Amen. Useless, without result, Amen. Without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Who carries forth with God's power, dunamis power, to fulfill God's word? Go ahead. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid. That's who it is. It is the Holy Spirit. He's got dunamis power, which means He's in you, which means you have dunamis power. You can effectually change things. You can change the heavens. You can change the earth with the words of your mouth. You have the power. Why are we so intimidated? And some of the things we take on. Why do we put up with the lies that the devil puts in our heads? He puts lies in your head. He attacks you in your head and makes you think you are not healed. Makes you think you can't get totally recovered from COVID. He will recover you completely restored, Joey, with the energy and strength you want. Because you have it within you. You have the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit to bring it forth. And we will stand in agreement with you because we are believers. And what do believers do? We believe. Hallelujah. And we can see the results from how we've been believing. My daughter, Crystal. We were at the football game the other night to see my two grandkids in the band out there on the field. At halftime. But it was Crystal. No glasses. All you've been praying. I want to say thank you for the prayers. And she says thank you. But no glasses. Do you know how long it's been? Because she literally couldn't see without her glasses. Her glasses were right there by when she got up. And when she got up, she knew right where they were. She put them on. She couldn't see. Now she's sitting. You know what she told us? She said, I looked at me and she said, I got freckles. I got freckles. And then she looked around, she said, boy, my house is filthy. I got to clean this. Well, she's not allowed to do anything for a couple more weeks. But yeah, she's seeing things without glasses. She says, I don't know about this. You know, she's happy. But I said, but that's what she was talking about. She is so overjoyed with what God has done for her. You know, and it's a completely another way they do it. I was telling Doc the other day. They did this with waves, with like just like you would cook a microwave. And he says, yeah, that's how they do that. They went in and wow. And it's amazing. It's amazing. Okay. Our decrees have the power to shift the spiritual atmosphere over the earth. That will in turn cause the earth to respond. Now listen, our decrees have the power to shift the spiritual atmosphere in Washington, D.C. that will in turn cause Washington, D.C. to respond. Yeah. Amen. In Isaiah 45, verse 8, Isaiah reflected upon his concept in this prophetic word. Okay, this is what it said. Open up, O heavens, and pour out your righteousness. Let the earth open wide so salvation and righteousness can sprout together. I, the Lord, created them. We speak to the heavens and we declare to the earth, sowing word seeds that produce change. Getting to some of your questions here too, Shirley. See, as we are planting the heavens with our decrees, it causes the heavenly hosts, God's angel armies, to be activated to accomplish God's purpose. Because in Psalm 103, verse 20, it says, "Bless the Lord, you His angels, who excel in strength, who do His word, heeding the voice of His word." His mighty angels in the heavenly realms are positioned and ready to be released on assignments to accomplish God's plans and purposes in the earth. Yeah. See, but they are waiting. They are waiting to hear the voice or sound of His word. Yeah. Yes, those words can come directly from God's throne room in heaven. However, as His partners in the earth realm, we have been given access to hear His word and release His words into the atmosphere, activating angels on earthly missions. One of the ways we partner with God is through our giving, through tithes and offerings. How do all these other large ministries, they call in partners, or God's way of calling you as a partner and the support of the ministry, which He has here on earth, is through tithes and offerings. I mean, these ministries got it. They figured it out when it needs to partner. So when you partner with them, they're partnered with God. Because if they ain't, they ain't gonna last very long. They're gonna go down. I'm just telling you. When we freely give Him our tithe and offering, it demonstrates our trust in Him, our obedience to His word, and most of all, for our love for Him. 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. We're gonna look at verse 1. And that's what I want to focus on in verse 1. But, you know, I kept going with that. And we're going to read down to verse 3 because I think it's important there. Paul's writing, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal." Verse 2. "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing." Question: what's love got to do with it?
Everything.
Everything.
Yes, sir.
But that first verse there says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal." This tells us that when we speak in tongues, generating the dunamis, the power of God, we might be speaking in an earthly human language we have not even learned. Or we might be speaking in a heavenly angelic language. Ooh. If you recall, one of the meanings of the Hebrew word dunamis is force, a familiar military term, such as the names Air Force and Space Force. Space Force is going to play a big thing here coming soon. Fire's lexicon says dunamis can be translated the power that rests upon armies, forces, or hosts. Psalms 14:11. The angel armies, translated most often, is heavenly hosts. They're on where they stand ready. I wished I had you back up front here, because you know what that's like when they make a military. Stand ready. Means they're ready. They're ready to go. Stand ready to hear God's commands, whether through His voice from heaven, the decreed word of the Lord from earth, or as they hear directive when God's people speak in tongues. What are they being sent to do? Well, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Amplified Classic tells us, are not the angels all ministering spirits, servants, sent out to service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit salvation? That's us. Ministering spirits. Our mouth can generate an open heaven to mobilize angel armies. Is that not something? I want you to say this decree with me, and then we'll close. Say, I am a dynamo. Dynamo. A powerhouse of God's glory. Generating light to light up my world and my nation. My words will change. My world and my nation. Because I am a dynamo. The power is in my mouth. I am a power producer. My mouth will generate miracles. My mouth will generate freedom. My mouth will generate breakthrough. In my life and the life of others. My mouth will activate angel armies. For my nation. With my mouth I declare, America shall be saved. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the word that went forth this morning. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that it has found good ground. I thank you, Lord God, right now that we go with a greater awareness of the power, the dunamis power that is within us, so that we can decree and effect change, positive change, to change our nation, to change Washington, D.C., to change those in leadership positions, to effect change in our lives, to effect change in our children's life. We will declare what needs to be declared, for they will not depart from the way. We have trained our children well. The prodigals are coming home. we declare it in the mighty name of Jesus to fill this house.
Yes.
Amen and amen.